Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode of OTRWesterns.com is brought to you by you. Yes, you. OTRWesterns.com is supported by its listeners, bringing you digitally remastered and restored Old Time Radio Westerns from an era that is now gone. It takes a lot to keep this show coming to you, and we hope you agree the results are definitely worth the cost. Thank you again for your reoccurring support. Without you, this could not happen. Together, we are keeping the Westerns alive. Now let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be Ventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is December 16th, 1953, and the title is No Beard's Treasure. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok! Hiya, folks, hold on your hats and pass those Kellogg's Sugar Pops. Because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you. From the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, we'll hear the exciting story, No Beard's Treasure. A package of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops sure comes in handy when you're sitting around listening to the radio or watching TV, or most any other time, for that matter. Yes, sir, whenever you've a hankering for a sweet treat, that's the time to reach for your box of Sugar Corn Pops and pop a few of these pre-sweetened nuggets of corn into your mouth. They're swell for breakfast, too, with a little milk or cream. And you never need any sugar, because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Around the campfires and the cracker barrels of the West, men talked of their friendship for United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles. But in the dark shadows beyond the campfires, there were other men who hated and feared the two famous lawmen. Seeger Berenko was one of these, and his viciousness led to a rare tangle with Wild Bill over No Beard's Treasure.
No good to fight it, Jingles. Oh, Buckshot. We'll leave the horses here at the hotel and go find out.
Yes, sir. Joker can go right in and get us a room we'll never use.
You sound right put out, partner.
I am. I come to town to get a big feed and a good night's sleep on a feather bed. You come to town to get a telegram.
Now, take it easy, Jingles. You know I've got to check with headquarters.
I wish the doggone telegraph had never been invented. Who did it anyway?
Samuel Morse.
Well, he should have put his time to something else.
No, this horse...
Hold it, partner. Sounds like an argument across the street.
Yeah, that big Jasper sounds right overbearing.
Come on, Jingles. That young Indian boy's likely to need some help.
Now, let's don't start nothing big, Bill. Likely to delay my supper.
Looks like the argument's over that horse.
Ain't much of a horse.
You heard me. I said I'd have this horse, and I mean to have it.
No, the horse is mine.
Why, you...
Hold it, mister.
What's that? You telling me to lay off this engine?
That was the general idea, you black-legged sandbagger. What's the matter, you deep or something?
You don't know who you're talking to, blubberhead.
Should I shoot him now, boss?
No, Silky, take your time.
You make a big empty noise, mister. What's your name?
I'm Seeger Berenko, just about the biggest man in these parts.
He sure is.
Well, little britches, meet Wild Bill Hickok, United States Marshal. And he is the biggest man in these parts.
Boss, Wild Bill, we better hightail it.
Hightail it, nothing. I ain't one to be spooked by no tin horn marshal.
What's argument over this horse?
Why, I was just...
I didn't ask you, mister. Come on, son, speak up.
Yes, Marshal. I am No Beard, son of One Arrow, great chief of the Navajo.
One Arrow? Jingles, that ought to bring back some memories.
What's all this talk got to do with the horse?
Boss, I don't like this. Let's get going.
Not till I get this horse.
You got about as much chance of getting that horse now, mister, as you got of flying. Why, this kid's pa just happens to be a friend of ours.
You knew my father?
We sure did, No Beard. Now, what's the story on this horse?
I don't know, Marshal. I just rode into town, and these two men come and try to take my horse.
Take it, nothing. I'm just looking it over to buy it.
Well, no, that's different. You want to sell your horse, No Beard?
No.
Well, that takes care of that. Reckon you Jaspers can dust on down the street and tend to your pig.
Yeah, boss. Let's go.
You ain't running me off, you two high-roaring...
Billy's wrong!
Now, that was a mistake, mister.
Boss, what happened?
You seen it, you slick-haired salamander. Wild Bill shot the gun out of his hand. That's all.
Yeah, and I ain't taking nothing like that from no star-packing saddle tramp.
You want him, Bill?
I got him, partner.
Yeah, this is what you got.
You keep right on making mistakes, Baran.
That's the one, Bill.
Boss, what happened?
Don't you ever see nothing? Wild Bill just socked him and... Now, what am I wasting my time explaining things to you for?
All right, Barranco, get up and get moving. This horse is not for sale. Like I said, you made a mistake.
You're the one that made a mistake, Hickok. Butting into my business. This'll be the sorriest day of your life. And the last one.
You know, Wranglers, seems like every time I get to talking about Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, I start telling all you fellas and gals about how good tasting they are, and I plumb forget to tell you about how good for you they are, too. That's right, Wranglers. Every average bowl full of sugar pops supplies the daily minimum adult requirements of sunshine, vitamin D. And remember, too, that you can enjoy Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops most any time, for breakfast, after school, or in the evening when you're sitting around listening to the radio. And whether you eat them out of a bowl with a little milk or cream or right out of the box, you don't need any sugar because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. You try this rip-snorting cereal and rootin'-tootin' snack tomorrow. Look for packages with Guy and Andy riding their horses full tilt on the front. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, tastes so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now, Sugar Pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
Bullish Seeger Barranco picked himself up out of the dust and lumbered off down the street with Silky at his side. Then Jingles turned to the young Indian.
Now, doggone it, No Beard. You ought to know some reason why them two coyotes want this horse of yours.
No, Jingles.
Have you ever seen Barranco and Silky before, No Beard?
Yes, Wild Bill. Before I left the reservation to go to school, Seeger Barranco was the Indian agent there.
Well, now that's something.
Then Barranco knew your father.
Yes. It was my father who caused Barranco to leave the reservation.
Got him fired, huh? Then the old chief knew something, Bill. Maybe Barranco's out for revenge.
You don't take revenge on a horse, Jingle.
Then doggone it, there's something Barranco knows about this horse that we don't.
That's what I'm thinking, partner. Let's take a look at him.
Well, he ain't much to look at.
Loosen that cinch strap, No Beard. Take the saddle off.
Yes, sir.
Nothing around the bridle, Bill.
I have nothing but clothing in my war bag.
And no lumps under the saddle leather.
It sure is a pretty saddle blanket, No Beard.
No Beard's mother was one of the best weavers of the tribe, Jingle.
My father made this blanket himself, Wild Bill, just before he died. I am very proud of it.
You should be. You know, it took a lot of work to weave that picture of the trees and the mountains.
Wait a minute,
and
Jingles.
No
Beard, can you read the meaning from this picture?
No, Wild Bill. Does it have a special meaning?
I think so. And I've got a feeling Barranco thinks the same thing.
My uncle Graybird could tell us, Wild Bill.
Now we're getting somewhere, maybe.
Saddle up, you two. We're heading for the reservation.
Through them badlands? Bill, there's 40,000 places Barranco could hold up and pick us off like three stuffed blackbirds sitting on a fence.
Hey, Barranco, they're putting that saddle blanket back on the kid's horse. I got a bead on the back of Hickok's head.
Oh, you couldn't hit him from up here?
Who says I couldn't?
I'll show you.
No, Silver! See, you lame brain, you missed him.
If you hadn't yelled at me, I'd have had him cold.
They see us. Now you've done it.
I'll give him a couple more for good luck.
Stop that shooting, lumberhead. It don't suit my purpose to have Hickok chasing me now. Come on, let's ride. Up here.
We got enough start. He'd never chase us anyway.
Yeah, just the same, we'll get to higher ground and take another look.
I wish you hadn't yelled at me.
There's a storm brewing. Pull up and see if they're following us. Ho, now.
No, Branko. They ain't coming after us. They're riding out of town toward the Badlands.
The Badlands? Why, Silky, the Injun reservation's that way.
Yeah. You reckon Hickok figured out that we're after that saddle blanket?
Nah, Hickok ain't that smart. And the kid didn't tell because he don't know what it's worth neither.
Well, we still ain't got it.
Don't worry, we'll get it.
Sure. All we got to do is knock off Wild Bill Hickok and that bull deputy of his, grab the blanket.
Shut up. There's plenty of places in those Badlands where we hole up and pick them off. This storm tells me one of them's made to order.
You're going loco, boss.
Loco, am I? Well, just listen to this. With water flooding the arroyas, they gotta take a high trail, and the only one goes under Bridge Rock.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, take a look at the way they're riding.
What do you mean?
Jingles in front, the engine kid in the middle, and Hickok bringing up the rear.
So?
So, if we beat them to Bridge Rock, we got it made, Silky. Now shut up with your questions and ride. Get your crowbait. Yeah. Run. Hey.
Doggone it, I wish I could have picked one of them jaspers off that hill.
They were too far away, Jingle.
It was the same two. Barinko and Silky, Wild Bill.
That's right, No Bid. Looks like they're still after my hide. Or yours.
Well, of its hide they're after. I got more of it than both of you put together. But I'm getting wet enough to shrink.
I still think it's a blanket they're after, partner.
Say, No Beard, has your uncle ever seen that saddle blanket?
No, Jingles.
One more question, youngster, and think carefully.
Yes, Wild Bill?
Did you ever hear your father speak of a tribal treasure?
Whoa, Joker, whoa.
Well, what are you stopping for, Jingles?
Well, any time I hear somebody mention treasure, I stop to listen, because I don't want to miss a word. What about it, No Beard?
My father, the chief, once told me the legend, Wild Bill.
What legend? Doggone it, don't you keep me wondering like this.
Simmer down, Jingles. Give him a chance.
All right, I'll be as quiet as a drowned mouse. Go ahead, No Beard. What's the legend about the treasure?
Once, long ago, when my grandfather was chief, the Navajo went on the warpath against the Aztecs, and they won many prizes of war.
Well, what kind of prizes?
Many great chests of gold and silver, and necklaces of bright stones, diamonds and emeralds.
They were? Holy mackerel. Just think, a whole freight wagon train full of chests of gold and silver and diamonds and emeralds. Well, go on. What happened?
It was lost.
What? Lost? Now, what feather-headed brother to a lame-brained, long-eared jackass would go and lose a thing like that?
Jingles.
It ain't possible. As sure as I'm standing here in the rain, it ain't possible.
Jingles.
But, Bill, just think of it.
Jingles, I am thinking of it.
You are?
Yes.
Well, awful, ain't it?
Maybe.
Maybe nothing. Anybody that'd lose all them diamonds and emeralds and all that fortune in gold and silver ought to have his... Did they ever find it, No Beard?
I never heard about it, if they did, Jingles.
Now, ain't that a crying shame?
Come on, Jingles, let's get moving before we all drown. Take the high trail up to your right.
Well, that one goes under Bridge Rock, Bill. Narrow and growed over with brush. We can't see nothing in this weather.
Can't help it, partner. We'd never make it through the other way. Those arroyas are full to the rim by now.
Get along, Joker. We're going treasure hunting. All them diamonds and emeralds and gold waiting on the other side. There ain't nothing going to stop us. I hope.
All right, Silky. Tie it there.
Yeah. That's got it. Now we got the tree tied down just like an Indian trap. Rope's all set.
Now all we gotta do is time it right. When Jingles rides under my loop, Hickok ought to be right under yours.
We drop the loops, cut the tree loose, and them two lawmen are hanging 10 feet off the ground.
Then it won't be no trick at all to get that Injun's horse and take the blanket. We'll be on easy street for life.
If you can get somebody to explain the picture on that blanket, you mean.
Graybird's gonna be happy to do that for us.
Graybird? The kid's uncle?
Sure. You know the way I handle Injuns. I'll make them read that blanket for us.
Now I begin to get the idea. We get rid of No Beard.
All right, here they come. Get over there by your loop.
Yeah. I hope this works.
Can you make them out?
Yeah. Jingles is in front just like he was.
All right. Now wait till I yell, and then no slips.
I got you.
Now, Silky!
Feel the rope! Hey!
I got Hickok, Gravel! It's a trap, No Beard! Run for it!
No, you don't!
You missed, boss!
Let's get that engine, Silky. We can finish off these two lawmen in our own good time.
Say, maybe a lot of you wranglers sometimes get to thinking about what you'd like to be when you grow up. Well, one thing you want to keep in mind is that whatever you want to be, make sure it's something you'll enjoy doing. That's real important. That's important, too, when you select a breakfast cereal for yourself. That's why I'm always telling all you wranglers about how good Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are. But you find out for yourself. You can have them for breakfast or eat them as a snack right out of the box. And you never add sugar because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. So have Mom pick up a large package of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops when she shops. She can tell the right package if she remembers to look for Guy and Andy riding their horses across the front. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, tastes so sweet, just pour on some milk.
Oh boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now, Sugar Pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
Under cover of a raging rainstorm, Barranco and Silky waited in ambush for Wild Bill and Jingles to pass underneath Bridge Rock. The trick worked as two rope loops jerked the saddle partners from their saddles and left them hanging in the air, feet dangling.
That's got them lawmen, Silky. Now don't let that engine get away.
Run for it, No Beard!
He's gone, Barranco.
After him, then. To the horses. We've got to get that saddle blanket.
Bill, I'm hanging in the air like a hog at the butcher.
Me too, Jingles. Barranco, you won't get away with this!
What'd he say, boss?
Never mind. Hit the saddle. We gotta get that engine.
Yeah, oh, where did it go?
Off toward the reservation. Come on.
What if he gets away from us this storm, Barranco? I lost sight of him already.
Yeah, and we ain't got no chance of trailing him in this weather.
We sure ain't.
I got a better idea.
Yeah?
You stay after him. I'll cut over the back way and get to Graybird at the reservation first.
And work over the old chief?
Yeah. And then when No Beard shows up, it'll be a cinch.
Sounds good. What about Hickok and Jingles?
They can hang there till the buzzards come around. Or till I get time to come back and take care of them myself. Right now, I got bigger business with Graybird. Up, go, you crowbait! Hey!
Jingles. You all right?
Now, ain't that a silly question? No, I'm not. Rope's got me around my arms, and I'm going numb all over.
Hang on, partner. Be glad I didn't get you around the neck.
Might as well. I ain't got a chance of getting down from here.
Don't give up yet, Jingles. I've got one arm free. Now, if I can get this other one loose...
Did you do it, Bill?
Yeah. I'll swing over to the branch you're hanging from.
Don't take too long, or it won't do no good.
All right, partner. I'm right above you now.
Now, pull me up, Bill.
Now, I got a better idea than that. I'll climb down your rope. With my weight added to yours, we'll pull this branch down and put your feet on the ground.
I don't care how you do it, Bill. Just do it.
All right, partner. Here I come.
Bill, If you break that branch, we're both going to land in a heap with a couple of broken necks.
You might do a little praying, Jingles.
Yeah, I've been praying, Bill.
You feet on the ground yet?
And it's... Yeah, Bill. Yeah, I can feel the ground now.
All right, then I'm going to cut the rope.
Go ahead.
There you are, Jingles. Well, let me get that loop off your arm.
Ooh-wee. I sure thought we was buzzard by that time.
Barranco caught us when we weren't looking. That ought to teach us a lesson.
It sure did, and I'm going to fix him for good when we catch up to him.
And that's our next move, Jingles.
Well, then you round up the horses while I rub a little blood back into these arms of mine.
Come here, Buckshot. Come here, boy.
Here he comes, Bill, and Joker with him. Where are we going first?
Straight for the reservation, Jingles. I got an idea. No Beard's headed there with Barranco right behind him.
Then let's ride. That young Indian won't stand a chance if that low-down coyote catches up to him.
Come on, Graybird. I ain't got all day.
Graybird, no read picture talk on saddle blanket.
Oh, yes, you will.
Why you want blanket, Barranco?
That's my business.
Where No Beard now?
Don't worry about that. Now make up your mind or I'll make it up for you.
You pull trigger on gun, you die.
Yeah? Well...
Graybird! Oh, great chief, there is... Barranco, what are you doing here?
Now, what could be better? So, No Beard, you brought the blanket right to me, did you? Now I'm gonna take care
of
you.
Hold that, Barranco.
Hickok.
Wild Bill.
Bill, I can tell the varmint's right surprised to see us.
I ain't gonna be surprised long.
Bill!
You shoot well, Hickok.
Grab Barranco, Jingles.
It'll be a pleasure. Now, you trick-pulling coyote, I'm gonna rush you right off to the calaboose.
Hold it, Jingles. Hold him right there. I want him to see what comes up next.
I ain't interested in nothing you got to show me, Hickok. I should have finished you off while I had you hanging back there.
Let's see your saddle blanket, No Beard.
Here, Wild Bill.
You're going to get Gray Bird to read it for us, Bill?
If he will.
Hickok, great friend to Indian of all nations. Gray Bird do what Hickok bids.
Good. What does it tell you, Gray Bird?
Blanket tells secret to place where treasure buried. Treasure now belong to No Beard.
Well, Bill, it was just like you said. No Beard's rich and Brankle's burning.
I'd have had it if you two lawmen hadn't showed up.
Wild Bill, I do not want the treasure for myself. It belongs to my tribe. It will build schools for great learning.
Well spoken, my son. You will make good chief for our people.
You sure will, son. Bill, we still got to round up this varmint sidekick, Silky.
You'll be coming along any minute now, partner.
Then I'll go out and greet him with a pair of handcuffs, just like I got on Branko.
Good idea, partner.
Then I'm coming back to help No Beard dig up that treasure and count all that gold and silver and emeralds and diamonds, just to see how it feels in case I ever get rich myself.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Andy, why don't you tell our friends about Friday's Wild Bill Hickok story?
You bet I will, Guy. We're going to have our hands full running down a mean bunch of killers in our story called Seven Silver Bullets.
So long, kids.
See you Friday.
Choose your favorite Kellogg's variety pack. So Mom and Dad and kiddies too, choose a Kellogg's cereal is good for you.
In Kellogg's variety pack, you'll find many favorites like Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, and the new Ready Sweetened Treats, all in generous individual serving size boxes. So,
choose your favorite Kellogg's variety pack.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Addison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Sam Edwards, Joe Duvall, Howard Culver, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, Music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook, and send the show an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.